Today's Amud is Ma'ir Katan Yatesim Abayis. We're holding on Yatesim and Aleph, five lines from the bottom, by the beginning of the Gemara, Amar Rav. So the Mishnah had mentioned the halacha that the Ma'ir, the Regel, is Mevatel, whatever stage of Avelis one finds himself. If he's in the middle of Shiva, or according to the Tana, the Mishnah, 3 days into Shiva, so then the Regel is Mevatel the Shiva, and once he started the Shleishim, so then the Regel is Mevatel the Shleishim. On this halacha of being mevatel the shleishim, the Gemara brings the machlekes how exactly that works. Amar Rav, that gzeiras batlu, yamim loy batlu. The lashon of the Mishnah is that the regel is mevatel gzeiras shleishim. It's mevatel, says Rav, dafka the gzeira of shleishim, but not the yamim of shleishim. What that means, we'll see in a moment. V'chinam Rav Huna said the same thing, that gzeiras batlu, yamim loy batlu. It's only mevatel gzeiras shleishim, but the regel is not mevatel the days of shleishim. As opposed to Rav Sheshes is chaylik, and Rav Sheshes says that afilu yamim nami batlu, that the regel is mevatel even the yamim, even the days of shleishim. So what exactly does this mean? What does it mean to be mevatel the gzeira and still have the yamim? So before we go right there in the Gemara, just kedai to remind ourselves of the halacha that we mentioned previously, I believe on Yudchas Amud Beis, the Gemara over there said that when the regel is mevatel the shleishim, the halacha is, if let's say a person is 10 days into his avelus, and then the regel comes in, so the regel is mevatel the shleishim, and now he's able to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Well, anytime the regel is mevatel the shleishim, since he won't be able to get a haircut during the regel, it's going to be chol hamoed. So the halacha is that he's actually able to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. So now says the Gemara, "May taima yamim loy batlu," which the words "may taima," Rashi points out, is koloimer beiza inyan loy batlu yamim. It's a little bit lav dafka may taima. We're not asking the reason. We want to know what does it mean. What does it mean when Rav and Huadin Rav Huna that they said that gzeiras shleishim is batel by the regel, but they're still yamim? What does it mean that the yamim are loy batlu? Says the Gemara, "Shem loy gilach erev haregel asur legalech achar haregel." What it means is that there was a heter. There was a heter for a person who started his shleishim that the regel will be mevatel the gzeira shleishim. And now he's able to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, what Rav and Rav Huna meant to say is that the gzeira shleishim is betel, but the yamim are not. Meaning to say that if the person doesn't take advantage of his heter, if he doesn't get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, so then we say that the shleishim are still intact and he has to complete the entire shleishim even after the regel, and he's not going to be able to cut his hair until he actually finishes 30 days, the entire shleishim, from the beginning of his avelus. And this is sort of a kanas, the Rishonim explain. It's a kanas because he didn't take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. We gave him a heter to get a haircut, and we want him to take a haircut. We want him to look nice for the regel. The person who didn't take advantage of this heter, so then we say he has all the dinim of shleishim, the entire shleishim continue. He had gzeira shamim or batel. He had the opportunity, but the yamim are not. If he doesn't take advantage of his heter, so then he has to continue the shleishim. As opposed to Rav Sheshes said that no, even the yamim are batel. Rav Sheshes holds that even if a person did not take advantage of his heter, he did not get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, still his shleishim are over, and Matzah Yom Tov be'etzem, except for Pesach, because he may sfiro, but be'etzem Matzah Yom Tov, he would be allowed to get a haircut. Then says the Gemara Vahatanya, this Vahatanya is Benichusa, we're bringing a Braisa that shows really this Machlekes that we just said. The Braisa says, Akaivaris Mesa Shleisha Yamim Kaidam L'Regel. If a person buries his mace 3 days before the Regel, so he's in the middle of Shiva when the Regel comes in, so Batlahimenu Gzeira Shiva, so Shiva ends, the Regel ends the Shiva. Shmaina Yamim Kaidam L'Regel, if he started his Shiva 8 days before the Regel, so now by the time the Regel comes in, he's already in the middle of his Shleishim, Shiva's already over, he's holding in the middle of Shleishim, so then Bat Lahimenu Gzeira Shleishim. So then the regel will come and it'll end Shleishim. It'll be Batu Mevato the Gzeira Shleishim, Umigaleach Erev HaRegel. And he has a heter to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov. And says the Braisa, Imloi Gilach Erev HaRegel, also Ligaleach Acher HaRegel. So this is like Rav and Rav Huna. Says the Tanakam of the Braisa, that if the person doesn't take advantage of his heter, if he doesn't cut his hair on Erev HaRegel, so then it's going to be aser for him to get a haircut after the regel until he completes the shleishim. As opposed to Abba Shaul Eimer, Abba Shaul says, like we had before from Rav Sheshes, Abba Shaul says that no, mutu legalech achar haregel, that even if he didn't take advantage of his heter, he still would be allowed to get a haircut on Matzah Yom Tov. He doesn't have to complete the Shleishim, because it's mevatel not just Gzeira Shleishim, but even the Yemei Shleishim, the entire Shleishim, and it's completely nizbatel by the regel. And Abba Shaul brings a raya to Ishita. Says Abba Shaul, how do I know that the regel's mevatel legamri the din of shleishim, not just the gzeira shleishim, even the yamei shleishim? Says Abba Shaul, I have a raya from the reisha of the Mishnah, because it says that the regel's mevatel the gzeira shiva. Now, what does it mean? It's mevatel the gzeira shiva. There's no heter to get a haircut on erev yom tif, and nothing changes whether or not the person gets a haircut on erev yom tif. Shiva, the din of getting a haircut is a din in shleishim, not just shiva. So even if when the regel's mevatel the shiva, that doesn't affect getting haircuts. We're not going to say, oh, if he didn't get a haircut out of a regel, now he's not allowed to. He wasn't allowed to get a haircut out of a regel because he's still in the middle of shleishim. If he only had 3 days of avelus before the regel, so that doesn't affect the halachas of haircuts. So it says Abba Shaul, shekashem shemitzvah shleishim mevatelas gzeira shiva. Just like the keeping the 3 days of shiva, the mitzvah shleisha, that was enough. And now when the regel comes in, it's mevatel the gzeira Shiva in its entirety. Nothing. There's no conditions. Kach mitzvah shiva mevatelas gzeira shleishim. So too, as long as one kept his shiva, he's already now in the middle of shleishim, and the regel comes in, it's going to be mevatel gzeira shleishim legamri without any sort of terms and conditions. No, it's not contingent on whether or not he got a haircut in erev yom tif. Now the Gemara has a side kasha, that in Abba Shaul's statement, he mentioned the fact that Shiva is Mevatelas Gzeira Shleishim, that even if a person only had 7 days of Avelus before the Yom Tov, so that's going to be Mevato the entire Gzeira Shleishim. Now it's already like he's in the middle of Shleishim. Ask the Gemara, Shiva, it's enough if he just goes 7 days, if the seventh day of his Avelus is Erev Arego, that's enough that now the Rego will be Mevato the Shleishim? Vahanan Shmeina Tanan. Our Mishnah said that there has to be 8 days, that only if the regel is chala at least on the 8th day of his avelus, so then it's after Shiva is completely finished, now he's in the middle of Shleishim, now the regel is mevatel the Shleishim, not if it's just the 7th day that falls out on Erev Yom Tov. So how could Abba Shaul say the 7th? Says the Gemara, Abba Shaul Zashita Saya. We mentioned the Shita earlier, that Kesavar Abba Shaul mixes Ayoim Kekuloi V'yoim Shvi Ayiloloi L'kan U'l'kan. The Abba Shaul's of the Shita that we could apply mixes Ayoim Kekuloi to the 7th day of Avelus, it's almost like a double mixes Ayoim Kekuloi, and we could allow the 7th day to be somewhat considered the 7th day of Shiva, and also at the same time the 1st day of the Shleishim. So even if it's just the 7th day of Avelus that was Chal on Erev Yom Tov, we can say mixes Ayoim Kekuloi and view it that now he's already in the middle of Shleishim, and now since he's already in the middle of Shleishim, the regel will now come and be mevatel the din of Shleishim. That's tam aside machlokes between the Chachamim and Abba Shaul about whether or not we apply mixes Hayom Kekuloi in such a situation. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ravina Bar Shila, halacha is ka Abba Shaul, that the halacha follows Abba Shaul. And says Rav Chista, umaydim chachamim la Abba Shaul, and the chachamim agree to Abba Shaul, that kishachal shmi, mean even the chachamim, who normally hold, that when the 7th day falls out on Erev Yom Tov, there's no heter to get a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, because the regel's not coming to be mevatel the shleishim, even these chachamim agree, that kishachal shmini shaloi liyos b'shabbos Erev HaRegel, if the 8th day of his avelus is chal on Erev Yom Tov, but it's Shabbos, so he wasn't able to get his haircut, he'd be allowed to get his haircut on Erev Shabbos, even though it's only the 7th day of his Avelus, and the Chachamim normally do not apply Mixas Ayim Kekuloi. In this situation, since the regel is going to be Mevatel the entire Din Shleishim, because it's the 8th day that's Chal on Erev Yom Tov, it just happens to be the 8th day of Shabbos, so then even the Chachamim would agree that we would give him a heter, and we'd apply Mixas Ayim Kekuloi to give him a heter to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Now says the Gemara, So basically we have Machlekes Chachamim and Abashol about whether or not we apply Mikses Hayim Kekulei to the seventh day in a standard situation where the seventh day is Chal on a weekday on Erev Yom Tov to allow him to get a haircut. Do we say that now he's in the middle of Shleishim and now the regal will be Mavatul the Shleishim? So as the Gemara, Keman Azla Hada Amar Rav Amram Amar Rav, like who does the following memra of Rav Amram Amar Rav go like? He said that Avil, Kevon Shamdu Menachman Me'etzlei, and Avil, as soon as those being Menachman they get up from next to him on the seventh morning, as soon as they get up, Mutter Berechitza, he's allowed to already now bathe himself. The Ritva points out, what did any of the Nihu Gavelus of Shiva, he's allowed to be Isaac in them once he already set Shiva for at least a moment, and those being Menachem Avil, they get up. So now Shiva's over. That's Keman Kabashol. That's like Abashol who says that we could apply Mixes Hayom Kekulei. And once he set Shiva for just a moment on the seventh morning, so that already is enough, and now the Shiva is completely over. Says the Gemara Amar Abaye. Abaye says that halacha ka Abashol b'yom Shiva. That the halacha follows Abashol with regards to the seventh day. That we say mixes yom kekulei. And says Abaye umaydim chachamim la Abashol b'yom shleishim. And even the chachamim agreed to Abashol on the 30th day, on the end of shleishim, that mina mixes yom kekulei. They agree that by the 30th day, by shleishim, the Rimbul O'Neil explains that we find shleishim in general is more kal than shiva. The restrictions are much more kal. Who had then with regards to mixes yom kekulei? The chachamim who say that we don't say mixes yom kekulei on the 7th day, they agree that on the 30th day, with regards to the last day of shleishim, then we could apply mixes yom kekulei, and on the 30th morning, once he does mixas nihug dinesh shleishim, so then already it's kekulei, and now his shleishim are over. Rava Amar, Rava says that halacha kabashol b'yom shleishim. That no, there's a machlekes about the shleishim. The chachamim don't apply mixas yom kekula even to shleishim. It's just that the halacha is like abashol. The halacha is like abashol on the yom shleishim. Now on the yom shleishim, we will paskin like abashol. We will be more mekel. Ve'ein halacha kabashol b'yom shiva. But when it comes to the seventh day of shiva of avelos on ending the shiva, that we're going to be more machmer. Same idea that shiva is more chamer than shleishim. But according to Rava, they argue, the Chachamim and Abashol argue about both. They argue about whether or not we apply mixes of Yom Kekulei both to Shiva or to, and to Shleishim. It's just that we paskin like Abashol with regards to Shleishim because it's more Mekel, and we paskin like the Chachamim with regards to Shiva because it's more Chamer. Unahardai Amri, Nahardai says, similar to Rava, that the Machlaikis is in both, both by Shiva and by Shleishim. It's just that Nahardai says that the Halach is Kabashol bizu bizu. That the halacha follows Abashol both with regards to Shleishim and even with regards to Shiva, the halacha follows Abashol that will apply mixes to Yom Kekulei will be very meiko. Why is Nardai so meiko? The Amar Shmuel halacha kedivri hameiko be'evil, because that's the clown that Shmuel said that we're generally more meiko when it comes to Hilchas Avelos, and even if it's a yachid against the rabbim, we'll paskin like the yachid halacha kedivri hameiko be'evil. Now says the Gemara, Shleishim Yaiminalan. This whole idea of that there's a din Shleishim, there's a din Shiva we've spoken about, there's a din Shleishim. What's the makar from the Torah? Where do we find the remez to this even, that there's a din Shleishim, that an Avil is not allowed to cut his hair until the end of the Shleishim? Says the Gemara, Yalav Para Para Minazir. We learn out a Gzeira Shava, or really a Gilui Milsa, of Para Para from the din of Nazir. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here by Avelus, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Bnei Aaron, he said to them when they were sitting Shiva, or in Shleishim, Rasheichem Al Tifra'u, that you shouldn't cut your hair, that you shouldn't let your hair grow. Rasheichem Al Tifra'u, Tifra'u means to let it grow, and he said, Hashem said to them, Rasheichem Al Tifra'u, don't let it grow, you have to cut your hair, don't be like an Avil who lets his hair grow, you should cut your hair. Fine. Now, how long? How long does a typical Avil leave himself as para? Does he let his hair grow out for? Ksiv Hasam, it says by a Nazir, it says, Gadil para sa'areisha. It says that the Nazir has to let his hair grow out. So now, how long does the Nazir have to let his hair grow out? Ma'la halan shleishim, afkan shleishim. Just like the Nazir, he has to let his hair grow out for 30 days. So we can learn out para para, that when the Pasuk says, Rasheichem al tifro'u, that the normal din of tifro'u is for 30 days. That's how long an Avil has to let his hair grow out for, is for 30 days. Now says the Gemara Vahasa Minalan, by a Nazir, how do we know that a Nazir, that his din, a Stam Nazir, is Shleishim Yoim, that he has to let his hair grow for 30 days, if he doesn't specify how long he's a Nazir for, so the minimum sentence is for 30 days. Says the Gemara Amr of Masna that Stam Nazir Shloishim Yoim. Like we just said, that because that's the din of Stam Naziris. Now my taima. Now what's the makar for that? What's the makar that Stam Naziris is Shloishim Yoim? Amar Kron, the pasuk says Kadosh Yihya. It says that it will be Kadosh. His hair will be Kadosh. Kadosh Yihya and Yihya Begematria Tlos and Havu and Yihya 2 yods is 20. The 2 hays is another 10. Yihya, the Gematria of Yihya is 30. So we learn out from there Kadosh Yihya. His hair should be Kadosh Yihya. It should be means it should be for 30 days. Some say it's a real drasha, some say it's really a halacha mishum Sinai, this is just an asmachta, but al kopanim, that's the halacha by Nazir, that the stam nazir is shloishim yayim, and we learn out from there to that which it says, Rasheichem al tifro, that the ordinary din of an avul is that he has to let his hair grow out for 30 days. So as the Gemara Vayter Amar Rav Huna Beid Rav Yeshua, Hakol Maidim, everyone agrees, Kishachal Shlishi Shaloi Liyos Erev HaRegel. Even though we said that when the third day of Avelus falls out on Erev Yom Tov, so the regel will be Mevatel the Shiva, and now that's very similar to the idea that we said that when an Avel is in the middle of Shleishim, when the regel comes in, so the regel is Mevatel the Shleishim. And we said with regards to haircuts that he's allowed to get his haircut even on Erev Yom Tov. So what about showering? When the regel is Mevatel the Shiva, does that make it that now he's allowed to take a shower on Erev HaRegel? Says Rav Huna Beid Rav Yeshua, then no, Hakol. Everybody agrees when the third day of his Avelus falls out on Erev HaRegel, he's not allowed to take a bath. He's not allowed to wash himself on Erev HaRegel. The way most Rishonim learn is that it's Lav Dafka the third day, who had in any of the, at least the subsequent days of the Shiva, if they fall out on Erev Yom Tov, he's not allowed to take a shower on Erev Yom Tov. And the way the Ravid explains is because Bisham, when it comes to haircuts, he's not going to be able to get his haircut later, because it's going to be Chol HaMoed, and it's also to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So we give him a heter to cut his hair on Erev Yom Tov. But showering, he's going to be able to shower later. There's no reason to be matter his shower on Erev HaRegel. So that's why, even in a situation where the regel is going to be Mevatel the Shiva, we do not give him a heter to wash himself on Erev HaRegel. Ada Erev, he's not allowed to wash himself until Leil Yom Tov, but on Erev Yom Tov he doesn't have a heter. Now Amrav Nechemir Beid Rav Yeshua, Ashkachtin Lurapapi Ulurapapa, he says, I found Rapapi and Rapapa, the Yasu Vikamri Halacha Krevuna Beid Rav Yeshua. But they said that this is the Halacha. Or Igad Amri, some have a different version, that Amrav Nechemir Beid Rav Yosef, that Ashkachtin Lurapapi Ulurapapa Ulurafuna, I found three of them, three, Rapapi, Rapapa, and also Ravuna, Braid Rav Yeshua, the Yasu Vikamri, that they were sitting and saying, Hakol Maidim, that everyone agrees, not that they were saying that this is the Halacha, that they were all saying this, the actual did. That Hakol Maidim, Shemcha Shlishi, Shalot, Liyas, Erev HaRegel, Sha'aser, Rechitza, the Erev, that they were all saying this Halacha, that an Avel, who the third day of his Shiva, or any of the subsequent days, at least, fall out on Erev HaRegel, so even though it's true, the Regel is going to be Bevatel the Shiva, but he's not allowed to wash himself until at least Leil HaRegel, he does not have the Heter to wash himself on Erev HaRegel.